Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodim, Hilchus Shabbos, Klal Beis, Simen Gimel, and we finished the Simen, and we pointed out that the Chayyodim does not discuss a solution which the Gemara gives called Grufa Ukatuma. Grufa Ukatuma is this is all discussing until now, where a person is leaving the food on the fire, and leaving the fire as usual. So there's a concern that a person might come disturb the coals. But if a person does something to change the fire, so that itself should act as the reminder and the deterrent to prevent the person from coming to stir the coals and being Mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara gives two possibilities. Number one is to go into the oven that they were using, the stove that they were using, and remove the coals. That's called grufa. Person would sweep out the coals from inside. So even though there's a certain amount of fire which remains in, a certain amount of coals which remains, so theoretically it's possible to stir those remaining coals and increase the heat. But since a person has done an action of removing the coals, the majority of the coals, which obviously is minimizing the heat, he's actively done something to minimize the heat. We're not afraid he might, well, then turn around and try and increase the heat because he has been agreeable to the loss of heat by actively removing the coals. Now, the second option is to do the same by putting a layer of ash on top of the coals, which again would minimize the heat. And since the person is actively minimizing the heat, he is agreeable to the fact that it's going to take longer, and he will not come to, by mistake, come to rake the coals, stir up the coals, and try and increase the heat. So we have an option of how to leave the food on the fire through Grufa Ketuma and remove the concern that the person will stir up the coals. So this works for Ashkenazim and for Sfardim, that we can do this. For Ashkenazim, food which has not reached the stage of being partially cooked enough that it's considered edible. And for Sfardim, even food which is partially cooked and the point that it's edible but it's not fully cooked, which we said is usur for a person to put up from before Shabbos going into Shabbos. However, if we do an act of grufa and ketuma and or ketuma, a person will be allowed to leave this food going into Shabbos. So this is what's known in the modern version as the blech. The blech is there to cover the coals. It acts like an act of covering the coals. Obviously, we can't do the act of removing the coals. We can't approximate the act of removing the coals, which existed at the time of Chazal, using a wood-burning stove. But we can cover the fire, which is similar to the idea of ketuma. The Chazanish is of the opinion that it only works if it's actually going to diminish the heat. So a simple blech, which just is a very good conductor of heat, metal is a good conductor of heat, and will transfer the heat which is there to the food, basically with a minimal difference in temperature, nothing significant, is not sufficient. A person has to have a blech which has height to it, so it's raising the pot away from the fire, and there's a gap in between the fire and the pot, which will actually minimize the temperature. And only then is it considered as a person has approximated the act of ketuma of Chazal. However, Ramosh and others assume that just putting a simple blech, a piece of metal on top, is sufficient. The primary goal of here is to act as some form of a reminder that a person should not forget and rake the coals, or in our times, change the knobs. So a person, by putting this on top, is going to act as a reminder. He then points out, if a person cooks the whole week with the blech on, he says, this is a great idea, it spreads the heat well, it's a good idea, let's do that. Then this reminder will no longer be valid, and a person will not have a valid blech. Since, the merchant says, since that is the primary place where a person should put the blech. But since we said nowadays the concern is changing the temperature by dialing the knob higher or lower, our concern is obviously is higher. So one should cover the knobs as well. Even though he agrees that the primary place that a person should place the blech is over the fire, that's where the Chazal gave the example of the reminder by minimizing the heat by covering it, and we're covering the fire, but one should cover the knobs as well. So now, in a situation where a person has food which is not cooked enough, so a person needs to use a blech, a person can leave the food going in the Shabbos on the blech. What about a situation that the Chayyara mentioned, that the food is not fully cooked enough? Assuming the situation where the food is cooked enough, does one need a blech for the Ashkenazi? So the Chayyara seems to say no. Mishabura will discuss this, we'll talk about that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.